But first, this afternoon, Governor Doug Ducey is expected to call lawmakers into a special session to deal with the state's opioid epidemic. Late last week, the governor's office released a series of proposals collectively called the Arizona Opioid Epidemic Act, which aims to target the problem from a number of angles. With me to talk about what's in the measure and what to expect during this week's special session are Ben Giles and Paulina Pineda of the Arizona Capital Times. And Ben, let me start with you. Is there anything in there that seems to be particularly, yes, this is a great idea, or no, this is going to be a problem?
No, we're not hearing much of a sticking point issue in this batch of items that's going to be a part of an omnibus bill. And for the most part, even from Democrats, which it's not typical that Democrats and Republicans get along in Arizona, but on an issue such as this, it's pretty easy to cross those partisan lines. And what the governor told us in announcing this plan is that Democratic leadership in the House and Senate are on board. That was echoed by the leaders themselves. It seems like this will be a bill that will easily pass through this week.
And Paulina, we should note that in the governor's press release, there were quotes from both the Democratic and Republican leadership, to Ben's point, that this is something that seems to have some bipartisan support. Can you take us through some of the key proposals that the governor's office is putting out here? What are some of the things that lawmakers will be considering this week?
Sure. So they'll be considering a number of items. They include a Good Samaritan law. Arizona is one of just 10 states that doesn't have a Good Samaritan law on the books. Some of the other items they're pushing for is just increased education for prescribers. They're calling for at least a three-hour course for doctors, and then also for similar instruction to be included in undergraduate courses at medical schools. They're hoping that pharmacists can be kind of the last line of defense by checking the online drug prescription database to see if patients are receiving prescriptions from multiple providers, and also if they're being prescribed possibly lethal doses of medication or combinations that could be lethal.
And Mark, I think a part of what makes this package a little bit easier to sell across the aisle is that most of these are simply policy changes. There isn't a dollar amount attached to them, which means there's no bickering over how much money there is to spend in the state's coffers and how much of a priority this is as far as dollars and cents being put behind it. There is, however, one aspect of the plan that would immediately appropriate $10 million to the Arizona healthcare cost containment system, and that's to provide treatment for uninsured and underinsured patients that need treatment for an opioid addiction.
I want to ask about the Good Samaritan law, because it seems like that is one where people in theory believe that there should be something like that on the books, but sort of the devil is proverbially, of course, in the details. Do we have any sense of how broad or narrow the proposal is going to be that Arizona lawmakers will be considering?
The governor's staff said while in the process of calling 911, they're trespassing or they're caught vandalizing, those charges would also be dismissed or referred to a diversion court program. So it seems to be pretty broad, just to at least encourage people to call 911 if they find themselves in that situation.
Is there any sense of what the medical community thinks about this? Obviously, there are always concerns among physicians when there are requirements put in from legislators dealing with how much a physician can prescribe or for how long, things like that, items that are in this proposal. Do we have the sense that the medical community is on board with these proposals?
During last week's briefing, the health department's director, Kara Crist, said that they held dozens of stakeholder meetings throughout this whole process and met with more than 200 stakeholders, including doctors, healthcare providers, insurance providers, and such. And it does seem like a lot of that input was taken into consideration. She made it sound at least like they were calling for this increased education and a lot of the proposals that have been or that are part of this omnibus bill. So I think it does seem, at least from what the governor's office is saying, that they are on board.
Ben, you referenced that this could potentially be a fairly short special session with lots of bipartisan support. Do we have a sense of what the timeline is, when they're going to really get started working on this, when votes could happen?
We have a sense of what the plan is, but I will couch that with the fact that the best laid plans at the Capitol often take much, much longer than they actually intend.
We often hear about plans that don't exactly go according to plan.
So, personally, I would be a little surprised if this bill is done by the end of the week. But the idea is later today, the governor will officially call for this concurrent special session. That means The regular session that's already happening will be ongoing at the same time. But Monday, they'll gavel in for the first day of the special session. Tuesday, they can meet and hear the bill in committees. Most likely, there will be concurrent bills in both chambers. That helps speed up the process. And Thursday or Friday, potentially, this could get to the governor's desk. Will that happen by the end of the week? I don't know. Oftentimes, lengthy debate will trip up this, or maybe there's an unforeseen wrinkle to this bill that some people will have a problem with. But we'll see. Perhaps by the end of the week, we could be done with this special session.
All right. That's Ben Giles, also Paulina Pineda of the Arizona Capital Times. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.